Hello.
My name is Ed Glass, and today I'm going to demo four new features we've added to WebTest Playback in Visual Studio Dev 10. I'm not going to go over WebTests in general, but this is specifically targeted to show you these new features and require some background in WebTest and some experience with WebTest. But as part of it, you will get an overview of what a snippet of what WebTests are about. Okay, so specifically, these features are targeted at enabling you to better do dynamic parameter correlation in WebTest. So this is the case where WebTest playback, record playback, doesn't just work. Maybe your playback session has dynamic parameters in it, and some tooling that will enable you to find those and easily add the correlations you need. So the four features are searching in playback. We now have a recording log that records what IE sends and receives during the recording. We have a jump to web test from playback feature that will take you to the same request from playback into your web test editor. And then finally, an extraction rule, add extraction rule command from playback that makes it really easy for you to add new extraction rules. So let me demo these features. So here I've recorded a web test, and it has a report session ID that's hard-coded into the web test. And for this demo, we actually have a dynamic correlation tool that captures this particular pattern. In order to do the demo, I've chosen not to correlate it so I could show you these new features. So let me go ahead and play my web test. So this is running the captured URLs back through a web test engine. And I can see that this last request failed. And so now I want to go over to the request tab and to this report session. I have an idea that, hey, this might be a dynamic parameter. Report session sounds like something that might change every time I rerun this test. So what I want to do is go search playback to see if I can find where this value is being set. So I do a quick find. This is the format that would be in a response to set this value. So I'm going to go ahead and search for that. And this is the actual query string parameter itself in this last request. And it's not found anywhere else. I would expect to be able to find this in a previous request. Since it wasn't found, I suspect this is a dynamic parameter. And so now what I can do is go from here to my recording log. So here, this icon is to view the recorded result. So I'm going to jump over there. And so here, I'll go to the request tab again, this report session parameter, do a quick find on that, find next. And voila, here I see this is where this value is getting set in this first page. Now, if you remember, we did not see that value getting set in the playback. So this gives me an idea that this really is a dynamic parameter. So what I want to do is go find this string in my recorded result. So I'll come back here and do Control F and try to find where report session is getting set. Next, and here it is. So in this first request, report session is getting set. And I can see this value, and it definitely is not the same value as the value I'm trying to play back. And so now what I want to do from here is go ahead and add an extraction rule to extract this value. And you can see it, boom, automatically added the extraction value to this response, or to the request in the web test. Here I'm back in the web test editor. It added it to param 0. And now what I need to do is bind that extracted value into the query string parameter value. So I come here, set it to param 0. And the other feature I wanted to show you was if I come here to playback, select this this URL, and then let me go back to this request tab and select the report session parameter again. This is a really nice feature to go to the web test straight from here. So now I'm back in the web test editor, so I can flip back and forth from playback to my web test editor quickly. And now I have my web test fixed up. I'll replay it. And you can see it was successful. So hopefully you can see how these features now work really well in concert to make the experience of fixing up your web tests, to add extraction rules and figure out what's happening during recording, what's happening during playback, makes that all a much better experience for you. I hope that's helpful and you like the new features. Thanks.